fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour. This is Firearms Monday, on Monday, the 20th day of December. The prepper tip of the day is to work with your team, recreate with your team, and pray with your team. A follow-up on that is to listen to the first 27 minutes of our fellow Republic Broadcasting host, Robert Revolt, yesterday. That would be Sunday, the 19th of December. First 27 minutes of the first hour of his show. More or less a summary of all the apocalyptic things that we're concerned about. Okay, we have patient waiting in the green room, my friend Sam Andrews. Sam is the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomcentertraining.com. The telephone typically is answered beginning Wednesday afternoon, although I doubt it's going to be answered Christmas Eve. That telephone number is 417-718-2597. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, John. How are you, sir?
Well, sir, I felt any better. It wouldn't be legal. How about yourself, sir?
Well, it's funny. When you say that really fast at the beginning of the show, it sounds like I'm a patient waiting in the green room, and I imagine myself in a green hospital room in a bed lying down.
You know, I hadn't thought about that, but green is a very prevalent color in hospital, isn't it, sir?
Yeah, it seems green and pink are very common. The crazier you are, the more pink the room they put you in for some reason.
Uh-huh. Well, okay. Well, we already have our first caller on hold. Let's go ahead and take our first caller, Roger in Delaware. Good morning, Roger.
Hi, Mr. Moore. Thank you for the privilege of calling in. I wanted to ask Sam, it's probably a 57 varieties kind of question, but if I was going to get a 308 bolt action, what would you say to me to get it? And just a little background about me, I'm prior military. Like, I'm used to fire 9mm and M16s, and I would like to extend my collection.
So are you looking for a short-barreled gun for home defense work? Are you looking for a long-range precision gun? What type of 308 is interesting you?
Yeah, thanks for that question. More long range interests me.
Okay, so when I look at a long range gun, you know, as a young man before I could afford custom rifles, I looked at a couple of things. I had to have a stock that would fit me. I had to have a barrel weight that would be compatible with my body type. In other words, if I'm 5'6 and I weigh 127 pounds soaking wet, I'm not going to buy a 26-inch bull-barreled 308 because it's just too much for me to handle. It's too heavy. But you want to get the heaviest gun you can handle in a precision environment because a heavier gun recoils less. There's less felt recoil to the shooter. And the barrel acts as a better heat sink, so you can fire more shots before accuracy starts to degrade significantly. But the most important consideration for a 308 for a guy that is getting into precision shooting is actually the trigger and the scope are the two things that matter the most. And there's a company called Jewel, like J-E-W-E-L-L, and they make the finest bolt gun triggers in the world. And the guy that started the company is an older gentleman. His name is Arnold Jewel. I don't even know if he's still with us. But what a brilliant guy. He designed a three-lever bolt gun trigger that is completely safe. If you drop it or you bump it, or it's not going to go off. And he makes them for Remington actions, and he makes them for the older Winchester actions. And I would highly consider buying a bolt gun that I could put a Jewel trigger in. The other thing that I would say is I would look at a bolt gun that I could get a one-piece steel Picatinny rail for. And there's a company called Farrell, F-A-R-R-E-L. They make fantastic one-piece Picatinny rails for mounting scopes. And the third, I guess the third consideration is I would get a Night Force scope for it. I wouldn't buy any other brand. And there's a reason why. A scope is a tube inside a tube. So you have a big lens in front. You have a medium-sized lens in the back. We call the big lens an objective lens. The medium lens we call the ocular lens because it's closest to your eye. But in between that narrow part of the scope is what we call an erector tube assembly. And there's multiple lenses in there. And your scope knobs, your windage, and your elevation adjustment knobs move that tube around. And there's a spring in there that opposes that movement and holds the inner tube up against V-blocks. Most scope companies use a little 4 to 5 pound coil spring inside that tube. It is wholly inadequate for something the size of a 308 and the recoil involved. And if you put a brake on it, your erector tube gets yanked forward and backwards, once from the recoil forces, twice from the arresting of the recoil forces by the brake. And Night Force uses what's called a monoleaf spring, sort of a miniature version of the rear of a Corvette monoleaf spring system. And it's a titanium spring that's one piece, and it can put 20 to 28 pounds of pressure on the erector tube assembly. And is incredibly durable. Now, why would I spend so much time talking about a scope when you ask me about a rifle? Because at the World Sniper Championships, at the end of the match, 4 days of shooting the 100 best teams in the world, they gave us a list of equipment that everyone needs. They also gave us an analysis of all of the misses taken in the competition. So if you were shooting in stage 4 at a target at 637 yards away and you missed, before you were allowed to take the next shot, you had to tell the range director that was on that location why you missed. Well, they cataloged every miss of every competitor in the competition and then gave an analysis sheet at the end of the competition to every competitor of every miss. And it was fascinating because the most common reason for a miss was a bad wind call. The second most common reason was a bad range estimation. We weren't allowed to use lasers. We had to use our mil dots or our reticle to range with, our MOA reticle to range with. The third most common reason for a miss, which was the first equipment-related cause, was a scope problem. And when you looked at the total analysis of the sheet and you saw that of the top 100 teams, the top 10% had really expensive rifles and really expensive scopes. The top 20%, or from 80% to the 90th percentile, had really expensive scopes and mounts, but had inexpensive rifles. The bottom 10% had really expensive rifles and really cheap scopes. So my point in going over this with you is you don't have to have a ridiculously expensive custom gun to be shooting effective with a 308 from 0 to 800 yards. But you do need a really high-quality scope. Now, that may sound funny coming from a guy who owns a company that builds custom rifles. But the fact is, the scope and the mounting system is, for all practical purposes, much more important than the cost of the rifle.
That's outstanding. I appreciate all that info, and I appreciated the Corvette analogy. I can relate to that. But
the Remingtons, the Winchesters, and some of the other actions that take a Remington style trigger, I would limit myself to those choices if I were looking for a bolt gun.
Copy that. Thank you, sir. One thing that I would like to switch rails, if I may, Mr. Moore, the clot shot, like up here in Delaware, like on two occasions I've been in a Walgreens going to get a prescription, and I've had people pass out, fall on the floor, go into cardiac. One of them went into cardiac arrest upon getting a Pfizer shot. And I'm wondering, like, is anybody posing the questions to some of these different pharmacies that are out there that are administering these shots, to give a report and report what's going on? Because it sure is crazy to behold this stuff, and doesn't seem like anything.
The question is, reporting system, and quite frankly, I don't know. What we've heard for the past year is maybe 5% of the incidents are actually reported to the VAERS reporting system.
Yes, sir. And that's all I got, and I appreciate the opportunity to call.
Thank you, Roger.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Thanks for the call.
Well, these pharmacies are typically open about 12 hours a day or so, and I doubt he was in there more than half an hour at the most. So what's happened the other 11 and a half hours when people are getting the clot shots, Sam?
Yeah. I do not know, but I can tell you this. I have a number of people in the medical industry that buy custom rifles from me. I have over 30 customers that are doctors. And it's an incredible thing to hear the range of commentary from these different doctors. And some of them are so angry at their own people in the medical industry for buying off on this COVID scheme. And the number of people that are being hurt by this shot is in the hundreds of thousands, John.
Well, it occurred to me. I've been to a lot of football games. I never saw an ambulance take a player into the hospital. But in more recent times, an ambulance is always there. So it occurred to me the local ambulance service may just keep an ambulance right outside the Walgreens or the CVS because it's more likely that they'll need it there than they would at a football game. What do you think, sir?
Well, I could tell you this. One of my medical professional friends told me the story of an elderly Jewish lawyer in New York and his wife. This is New York City. And he got the first shot, and it literally paralyzed him. He couldn't get out of bed for 3 weeks. A day and a half into his immobility, she called the ambulance to get him to the hospital. And the paramedics came, and they looked at him, and they said, "Yeah, we see this all the time. What'd you do, give him the vaccine?" And she said, "Yeah, he just got the vaccine." They're like, "Yeah, feed him Gatorade and stuff. Maybe he'll come around in a few days." Now, you would think going through that experience that a lawyer would be smart enough not to take the second shot, but you would be wrong. That guy, literally 4 months later, took the second shot. He eventually recovered and could walk again, and he went and took the second shot. And of course, he went down again, had a worse reaction than the first time, and I think he died like 4 or 5 days later after taking the second shot. And I just, you know, guys like Eric Clapton, he's a musician, right? He took one shot, can't play the guitar for how many months, and then he goes and takes the second shot. I mean, people, you've got to pay attention to your bodies. And that's going to be part of our discussion, you know, today on the firearms tip of the week. And here's the thing that nobody realizes. When you go to defend your home or yourself, your firearm, your ammunition, your sighting system, your physical abilities are all part of a system. Your mental ability to analyze the threat, your physical ability to respond to the threat, the location of your firearm and how you get that into the fight, the ammunition, that's all part of a system. And you are the most important part of your system. You have to take care of you. And if you are not quick thinking enough and physically strong enough to respond appropriately in a timely way, you will likely be killed in a threat scenario. And John, people don't take care of themselves. They're not eating right. They're eating too much food. They're overweight. They're soft. They're slow. And I'm telling you, people, you need to go look in the mirror. Before you step in the shower the next time, you need to look in the mirror. And if you've got more chins on your body than a Chinese phone book, something has to change. Or you will not be effective in defending yourself. You cannot be overweight. You cannot be weak. You have to have a basic level of strength to be able to move and get your firearm into play and accurately engage a threat. And I see this all the time with people in basic classes. They come into the basic classes and we don't stress them out. You know, we don't make them do a lot of exercise. We're teaching them basic firearm handling skills. But just by going through the learning process and just by having to get up and shoot, you know, for 4 or 5 hours a day, these people are exhausted. I mean, they're physically played. They're shaking by 4:30 in the afternoon because their shoulder muscles and biceps and wrists and hand, forearm muscles are exhausted. It's because they don't do anything. And they literally sit on their butt all day long. And hey, if you have a job where you got to sit at a desk and use your brain, that's fine. But you know what? 3 times a week, you need to go get some exercise.
Yes, I agree. Absolutely. That's the way it is. We have a break. The call number is 512-248-8252.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future. Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
But if we fail, then the whole world, including the United States, including all that we have known and cared for, will sink into the abyss of a new dark age, made more sinister and perhaps more protracted by the lights of perverted science. Let us, therefore, brace ourselves to our duties, and so bear ourselves that if the British Empire and its Commonwealth last for 1,000 years, men will still say, this was their finest hour.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. The great sale going on right now ends the end of the business day, Christmas Eve, the 24th. So if you want to participate and take advantage of that sale, you've got a few days to do so. This is Firearms Monday. Visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomcentertraining.com. The telephone will be answered for a day or two, beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. Sam, it's the story about the attorney. Now, what about the wife of the attorney? Did she get the clot shot?
She did not.
Really?
Yeah, she didn't want anything to do with it after seeing her husband's physical reaction to the first shot. Thank goodness.
Well, good for her. We normally think of people that have 4 to 7 years education past high school as pretty smart, but he obviously was a high IQ, smart guy, but not very wise, was he?
Well, if you don't pay attention to your body, you may not be here for long. And you know, the theme of today for me, for this show, is very simple. We need to raise the level of self-care for ourselves and possibly for our family. And I can tell you this. If you find yourself weaving between the aisles while you're grocery shopping and you grocery shop for your family, you're not doing your family any favors. You need to be buying food for your family that's on the perimeter of a grocery store, not in the aisles. And people say, well, what does that mean? Well, the food that God made is generally in coolers and on the outside, on the perimeter of the grocery store. The vegetables, the meats, the fats, the cheeses, all the things that are not processed food, that aren't heavily processed food. You find yourself on the inside, you start buying things like chips and crackers and cookies and, you know, God knows what else in the aisles of these grocery stores. You know, so that's the first change for self-care is what do we feed the engine? Are we feeding the engine avocados and olives and apples and garlic and carrots, or, you know, and meat that has a high fat content, which, by the way, you need the fat from meat more than you need the protein from the meat. And most people need to get more protein from plants than they do animals. So what type of meats are you eating? You know, that becomes a question as well. But the bottom line is you've got to consume things that God designed you to eat, which are basically roots, carrots, onions, things like olives and apples, avocados. These are things the human body is designed to eat, fish and meat, and not lean meat. Lean meat is not the best meat to feed your body. In other words, a fatty piece of meat that is 4 ounces is better for you than an 8-ounce lean steak. Most people don't know that. They haven't trained like an Olympic athlete. They don't know what top-performing bodies actually consume. They're unaware of how it really works because they've been lied to their whole life about what's healthy for them. If you want a great book to start researching, look at Dr. Gundry's book, The Plant Paradox. I think I've mentioned that before on the show.
You have.
It will change your life, people. I've had students come into classes, in our basic classes, and if they're out of shape, we tell them, you know, they're like, what do I need to do to get in shape? Well, you need to read Dr. Gundry's book, The Plant Paradox, and start following the advice in that book. It will change your life. I've probably had 30 students over the last 2 years call me 6 months after a class and say, Sam, I'm just in tears here. I'm in a puddle because I looked in the mirror today and I realized I weigh 40 pounds less than I did when I was in your class 6 months ago. And this book you told me to read, I paid attention to it and I followed it. It has changed my life. I'm healthier. My wife is more attracted to me. My husband is more attracted to me. I feel better. My joints don't hurt. The inflammation in my body has gone down. I'm probably 20% stronger than I was when I came to your first class. And I really want to come to the next class because I think I'm finally ready. But the point that most of them make to me is that not only do they feel ready for the next training class, but it improved every aspect of their life.
Absolutely. Here's our break. Here's our call. 512-248-8255.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Fix bayonets.
Leviathan and Nicole Colgren. Many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 20th of December. My website is thelibertyman.com. I'm happy to announce I am now a satellite telephone dealer. I just found out I'm studying up, learning the products myself. Once you got your satellite phone, you can do all the texting you want, and it doesn't cost you any minutes. It's pretty neat, isn't it? Check out the details at my website at thelibertyman.com. I did a private consultation with a very nice family in Ohio over the weekend. Great family, mom, dad, daughter, son-in-law. And it's really fun helping people get the clarity, get the focus, the information they need to move forward to make their important decisions. This is Firearms Monday, visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. And the telephone number, this telephone will be answered beginning this coming Wednesday afternoon. That's 417-718-2597. You want to order a custom rifle built, get in on a group purchase of thermal imaging, maybe sign up for some training in the future. That's the number to call. Sam, we got a couple of callers on hold here. First, we have Kyle in Montana. Good morning, Kyle.
Hey, good morning, guys. You know, Sam, back in I think it was first part of May, I think, that you mentioned that book, and I ordered that book from Dr. Gundry, and I read it, and then I started doing some studying on intermittent fasting. And I started on June 14th with the intermittent fasting and started eating like he told me. And between there and Thanksgiving, I lost 70 pounds.
And 70.
Decided that exactly what you just got through saying, that, you know, there's a war coming, and if I ain't ready for it, I'm going to be one of the first casualties, and that's going to cost my family big time. So,
well, fantastic,
I appreciate
Kyle,
all that you've done.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Anyway, I was going to give you a quote that I read yesterday. As a matter of fact, they were talking about all of these crazy laws that the Democrats and the communists keep trying to push on us one after the other, and the mandates and all the crazy stuff trying to be pushed through New York. And this guy wrote a little statement, and he said, they are attempting to make what we have to do an easy decision. And I thought that was very appropriate.
Yeah, it sure is. You know, anyone that sees what's actually going on and understands that what we're witnessing is actually a takeover, it's actually a power grab, they understand that we know this is a fight to the death.
Yep.
And we also know that we're not going to let it happen under any circumstances. Our very survival depends on us stopping this takeover. And that's a very important concept to have deep in your soul at this point.
Yep, I completely agree with you. Anyway, that's all I had for this morning. I appreciate you always on Monday. I love hearing your voice. Thanks, guys. Well,
thank you, Kyle. Congratulations.
Okay, thanks for
the
call, Kyle.
Success.
We really appreciate it.
Hey, John, we have my Marine counterterrorist instructor on the phone right now.
Well, it would be Brandon. And
that
Brandon,
would be
welcome.
Brandon Rapola. And Brandon, we call him B-Rap, the other instructors do, or at least I do. But when I introduce him to the class, I introduce Brandon, you know, as the Samoan sensei, the flying Hawaiian, the master of destruction. This guy, you want to talk about self-care? I would bet you money that last week, Brandon worked out at least 4 days, once in the morning and once in the evening. But I'll let him answer that question. I'd bet $50 he worked out at least 8 times last week if he wasn't on the road. Brandon, how are you, brother?
Hey, doing good, bro. I'm not going to bet that $50 because I would have lost, bro. You're right.
So what do you think about self-care, Brandon? How important is that to being able to defend yourself and your family?
It's everything. I mean, it's the number one thing people should be taking care of is themselves, their self-care, whether it's physical fit, you know, the physical fitness side. A lot of people kind of, when I talk about physical fitness, they think automatically of building muscle. That's not what self-care is. It's being conditioned. You need to have strength, but also the most, probably 80% of that equation is what we eat and what we consume, and then getting sleep and rest. Because our bodies, when our bodies are strong mentally, things out in the world do not fatigue us. We're able to handle the conditioning side. Our heart rates stay calm. Our mind doesn't stress out, and we're able to deal with stresses out in the world. And that's, I mean, people always have a concept like, oh, guys in the military and guys in agencies are physically fit just because that's what you're supposed to do. Well, it's part of being a professional and being able to endure physical stresses and mental stresses. So some of my pet peeves have always been in the Patriot movement. And even back in 2012, 2013, I was always helping patriots on how to eat right and how to lose weight and what they need to do. And because the number one thing is everybody wants to go to their firearms training and defense. And I'm like, hey, guys, you're not going to fight yourself out of a paper bag because your heart rate's going to spike up. You're going to fatigue and you're going to drop down on the ground in a heart attack, you know? So, it was great to hear that gentleman just before I jumped on of his testimony, because that's what it's all about, is realizing, know yourself, dropping the weight, eating right and getting physically active. And the guy, 70 pounds in 1 year. How amazing is that discipline? That's
yeah,
great.
That's fantastic success. I mean, and everyone's capable of that, but you start fixing these self-care issues in small packages. You know, courage to change comes in small packages, small bites. So you start by getting a book, educating yourself on how to eat properly, and then you slowly start changing your diet. You don't have to change everything on day one. You know, you can start by making small changes on day one.
Yeah, on that point, Sam, if you change everything on day one, you're not going to succeed. What do we do in our training class? We work on one thing at a time, right?
Yeah.
And that's what people need to do, is just work on one thing.
So for me, when I'm getting trained up to go ride on the racetrack at 200 miles an hour on a superbike, and you know, at my age, 65 years old, I mean, there's not a lot of guys my age out there riding, right? As a matter of fact, there's not many at all. But I'm out there with the young lions, you know, the 20, 21 to 35 year olds, and I blow by probably 99% of them. I'm faster than them because I have more experience. But to do that at 65, I've got to be in reasonable shape. And I know that I need to be above a certain strength threshold and endurance threshold to be able to perform on the racetrack. So when I start getting ready about 4 months ahead of time, and this year I'm going to start 5 months ahead of time. So I'm not going to the track until May next year. So I've decided in December, instead of starting in February, I'm going to start in December. And what I do, the first thing that I start to manage is what I drink. I get rid of the coffee. I get rid of the soda. I get rid of the teas. I get rid of anything that has sugar in it, and I start drinking water. And that's the first change that I make. And then every week, I change one thing in my diet and become 100% disciplined on. And so maybe next week it's going to be, I started on water this week. Next week it's going to be vegetables. The week after that, I'm going to reduce the amount of beef that I eat, because I like to sit down and eat a 12-ounce ribeye like nobody on this planet, right? And, you know, last year I went from 230 down to 219 before I got on the track. Right now I'm about 220, 221, so I backslid a couple pounds. But my goal is to go from 221 down to 210. And so what you do is you make small changes, and then you stick with those changes. You don't change everything at once. You change one thing here, one thing the next week. And in 2 months, you are this disciplined person eating the right foods, getting that consistent exercise, and in 3 months your body has literally metamorphosized, as Kyle described what happened for him, and it just makes everything better. You can move easier, you can get up out of a chair easier, you can get on and off a motorcycle easier, you can go to a training class and not be exhausted. You're happier in dealing with your family members, even though they stress you out, and that happens a lot around the holidays. People get stressed out by family members. But what Brandon said about dealing with stress is incredibly important. You have to manage stress in a threat situation. If your heart rate spikes, if you go to 180 beats a minute, you become combat ineffective almost immediately. And, you know, let me try and connect the dots for you. Mark Karachi, the most experienced Navy SEAL warrior I ever worked with, said that objectivity is the most important thing. And if your heart rate is up and you're in oxygen debt, you're not going to be capable of being objective and assessing the threats properly, and you're going to put yourself at enormous risk. Does that make sense, Brandon?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm getting some background noise back there. I'm not sure.
Yeah. John, have you got something going on there?
Nothing new. Same on my end. Nothing new.
Okay. But yeah,
that's everything that you hit right there. It's what we've always known as, I mean, even you go to, you know, think of relationship to any athlete. Why are athletes conditioned and continue to condition? And you can see those, whether it's football, basketball, baseball, that athlete, you can tell when an athlete has not conditioned themselves and worked on their strength, because they start, you can see their hands are on their knees. They're breathing hard. They're not focused on the game. They can't focus on the game because they're done. And that's sometimes that difference between a team winning and losing is how physical conditioned is that team and how strong are they. It goes to war fighting. It goes to being a prepper. It goes to your everyday, just everyday American citizen. If the culture would change in America to say, you know what, I need to be the best physical conditioning that I can be. And in modern society, what has everybody done? They're going, you know, we're able to, for the first time in our, you know, human history, to be able to make a living sitting down behind a computer. Right. And so there's physical activities not happening. So that's why it's like, I try to train in the morning time, try to train in the evening time, because I am, if I'm not on the road, I'm on a plane, or I am in my truck traveling, and there's a lot of sit down time. So I have to compensate for that. And I have to train. If I'm able to train twice a day, I train twice a day, because I can only get about an hour to hour and a half at a time. So it's getting people to train and understand, just in general, populace needs to take care of themselves. I mean, we would be in such a better shape as far as American patriots, that if people would just take care of their physical conditioning, get off the alcohol, get off the cigarettes, the cigars, all those habits, you know?
We have a problem in this country, particularly with men, and the men in this country eat food that raises their cortisol and estrogen levels. And what's mm-hmm. interesting about that type of diet, it over time, you stop acting like a man. You start acting like something else. In other words, you don't respond to aggression with aggression. A man will respond to aggression with aggression.
Yep.
And a lot of men aren't willing to do that. You know, Jesse Kelly was on Fox News last week, and he said this thing. I literally almost rolled off the couch laughing. But it's so true. And this is what he said. He said, what America needs are A-type personality men in our military. Now, he was speaking of the feminization of our military and the pacification of our military and what the indoctrination that's going on in West Point and other places. He said, what America needs are A-type personality men in our military who want to sit on a throne made of Chinese skulls.
Yep. Amen,
and
bro.
I was like, wow. Is that not the truth? And do we have that right now, Brandon, in our military?
You know what? I've been out for a while, but as I've seen some of the culture and talked to some of the guys that are active duty and guys who recently got out, they're, you know, on the low level, you have that on the low level, but the sad thing is on the upper level, people who've stayed in, it's now the politics have infiltrated our military, man. And
selfishness has.
Yep.
How many exactly. Sergeants or sergeant majors resigned in protest of giving up Bagram Air Force Base and releasing 4,000 terrorists into the populace and handing our enemies for free $88 billion worth of weaponry? How many resigned in protest to that?
Nobody.
The answer is zero. Exactly. So maybe we need to admit that paycheck and pension are more important to a bunch of people who joined the military to get funds for college rather than to protect this country. And I'm telling you, people look at me cross-eyed when I say this, but it is the truth. Our military is a whisker away from forfeiting their favored status among the population of the United States of America, because they are not acting in a way consistent with defending the citizens of the United States, which, by the way, is exactly what we pay them to do. And there are some people that are highly upset about this, but there's nowhere near enough of them.
Right, right.
Hold on, gentlemen. Hold on. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, town there on my forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Then I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Firearms Monday, visiting with Sam Andrews. The website for Freedom Center USA is freedomcentertraining.com. We have an interesting discourse between Brandon and Sam on the topic of health and nutrition and physical conditioning. Let's continue, gentlemen.
Brandon, I want to ask you a series of questions about physical fitness. So when you're teaching a class, let's say a basic rifle class, and you see a 35 to 45-year-old guy who can't even get into a comfortable sitting position with a rifle because of his lack of flexibility, what goes through your head?
Well, it's one thing you have that lack of flexibility, but it's also a lot of those positions are being overweight is the reason why of it's honestly where the body fat is. And I'm not exactly the most flexible person, but my level of fitness, I'm able to manipulate my body in a position to get stable. And, you know, I just think to myself, like, man, you've been lying to yourself thinking that just by shooting a firearm, you're going to be able to protect yourself and your family. You're letting yourself, your family, and this country down because of your lack of physical conditioning. And that's the heart of it. That's the truth. And I commend the men and women who come to train to seek the training. I commend them for that, the courage to do it, and making the decision. And as we work with them, people start realizing within an hour and a half to 2 hours where they're lacking. And that physical conditioning is right up there. And I have to say that 95% of the people immediately realize it comes to their head that they've got to change their physical fitness, and they've taken note of it, and they communicate back to say that they're doing it. So,
so one of the things that I find, I guess, an added benefit to training at the Freedom Center is that people realize what they need to work on. They realize what their physical limitations are from a lack of self-care, and they realize where maybe they need to be a little stronger. They realize that they're not taking the time during the week for themselves. And, you know, one of the principles of a warrior is that you have to preserve your own life. You have to take care of yourself, because if you don't take care of yourself, you can't help anyone else. You can't help your partner in the battle. You can't cover your buddy, right? And so,
absolutely.
You know, when you see these guys in sitting positions struggling, it becomes an eye-opener for them, does it not?
Oh, it's completely an eye-opener.
Sam, hold on. We have a break. We're right back.
Going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.